The Bucs are back in the building. There are some disagreements about what positions the Buccaneers actually need to address in the upcoming NFL draft. And are there still some plug-and-play starters that the Buccaneers could look to in the free agent market? We're going to talk about all of it coming up on the Locked On Bucs podcast. Let's go.
You are Locked On Buccaneers, your daily Tampa Bay Buccaneers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up and welcome to the Locked On Bucs podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. We are your daily podcast covering the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, free and available on all platforms, including YouTube. We thank you for making us your first listen or view of the day. I am James Yarko, joined as always by my co-host David Harrison. You can check out everything he's doing over at BucsGameDay.com. Check out everything I'm doing over at BucsNation.com. And make sure you're following along on Twitter at Locked On Bucs, at JRCO underscore Bucs, and at DHarrison82.
Thank you again for making us your first listener, your first view every single day. Today's episode brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit RockAuto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. Luckily, James, not a lot of vehicular problems for Buccaneers players as they arrived to One Buc Place, the Advent Health Training Center. The Buccaneers' voluntary offseason workouts beginning on Monday, and everybody was present except for guys like Tom Brady and several others. So some guys were present. Sean Murphy Bunting seen entering the facility. Joe Tryon, Shoyinka, Lavonte David, Tristan Wirfs, Donovan Smith, Logan Ryan, Cam Brate, just to name a few. Sent out, or the Buccaneers sent out a B-roll video of the of some of the players entering the facility. I took some screen grabs of some of those happy faces ready to get back to work for the 2022 NFL season. Did a little collage up and sent it out from Locked On Bucs. I got like four retweets, so I'm pretty happy with it.
Yeah, I mean, as you should be. I was one of the retweets, so I guess that doesn't actually count.
A verified retweet. No, it definitely counts. Blue check retweet always counts.
Yeah, I mean, it's off-season workouts, right? The best thing to come out of this would be the video that started circulating of Tristan Wirfs basically weightlifting Captain Fear. Did you see that?
Yes.
Because that was absolutely fantastic. But it's just a sign that things are going to start to get rolling and we're going to start seeing some faces in there. I was glad to see that Logan Ryan was going in there. You know, new guy wanting to get in there, start to probably get to know some of his teammates, get acclimated to the building, acclimated to the way the Buccaneers do things, start to meet and learn more about some of the coaches and trainers and all of that. So it's always good to see new faces in there as early as possible. And, you know, it's still the off season. It's still, you know, guys are spending time with their families. They're going on trips. They're hosting Kids' Choice Awards on Nickelodeon, whatever the case may be. So, you know, you don't read too much into who's not there. You kind of assume, yeah, Brady's not going to be there for this.
Right. Should probably release him. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Maybe trade him to the Miami Dolphins.
Perhaps.
Yeah. For Tyreek Hill and eight first round picks.
Eight first rounders. All this year. I don't know how they're going to make it happen, but go get them.
Go get
those eight first rounders. Yeah. It's always great to see the new faces in there, but also you like seeing the guys like Joe Tryon Shoyinka for one, because he was asked earlier this offseason about the potential of replacing Jason Pierre-Paul in the starting lineup if JPP is in fact not retained, which kind of feels like as we get deeper and deeper into this, it's just not a whole lot of mutual interest one way or the other and JPP continuing with the Buccaneers. And he said all the right things, right? Looking forward to the opportunity. If it comes, going to do the best I can for the team, all the good buzzwords, and he hit all the notes that you want him to hit in an answer like that. But then he shows up for these voluntary workouts and, you know, a lot of people might say, well, of course he shows up. It's the second season in the NFL. Why wouldn't he show up? And I agree with that. But trust me, there are second-year defensive end pass rusher types that don't show up for offseason workouts, and then they go on to struggle in a 21-21 NFL season, Chase Young. And, you know, so it's important that a player like this shows up and looks dedicated to improving their craft. And then Sean Murphy Bunting, James, I mean, listen, cornerback is a conversation, you know, a draft target for a lot of people around the Buccaneers from media and fan bases and all this stuff. And let's be honest, the biggest reason is Sean Murphy Bunting. There's not a lot of confidence behind Carlton Davis, behind Jamel Dean, and even the confidence in Jamel Dean here or there against the right opponent starts to kind of wane a little bit. So to see a guy like Sean Murphy Bunting, you know, he hears the noise, he reads the articles, he hears the speculation, but he's still in there putting in the work. And those are encouraging signs, even if it doesn't necessarily go well. You like to see them going in there. And of course, tight end one, Cam Brate, newly married Cameron Brate, by the way, in there to work out. It's good to see so many key players joining the voluntary portion of the workout.
Yeah, and I'm with you 100% on Sean Murphy Bunting, and we're going to talk about draft needs later in this episode. But yeah, there's no question that SMB had a down year last year, and maybe part of that was trying to recover from that injury, and he just couldn't get his feet back under because he missed a ton of time. You get hurt in the second quarter of the first game, and then you're having to battle through, rehab and getting your arm right, and then all of a sudden you're struggling because you're not in the flow. You're not in mid-season form at mid-season. So I know some people are looking for Sean Murphy Bunting to have kind of a bounce back year. I'm semi-confident that Sean Murphy Bunting can have a bounce back year, but there is that fear that maybe he's not as good as he showed in 2020, and last year was a little bit more of what we should expect from Sean Murphy Bunting. And if that's the case, then you need to look to corner. You need to look to, a guy like maybe a Kier Elam out of Florida to come in and replace him and to be that guy opposite of Carlton Davis. But there's no way to tell until we get into the season and see how Sean Murphy Bunting's performing. So it's kind of that catch 22, that double-edged sword there. But that's why you have more than one draft pick and you can focus on more than one position, and hopefully you can find another second round player like Carlton Davis turned out to be, or like Jamel Dean turned out to be.
Yeah. I mean, just to be clear too, in this phase of the offseason, it's not like they're out there doing like 7-on-7s and stuff like that. You know what I mean? But it does show a dedication to getting in shape, making sure that your body is taken care of. And those things are important from a first layer of things. And so for guys who maybe struggled a little bit in 2021, definitely important to do that. So, who didn't struggle in 2021 though, James?
Me.
You did not struggle in 20. Yeah, absolutely. But neither did Greg Aumann, the godfather of the Lockdown Bucks podcast and writer, beat reporter for the Buccaneers over at The Athletic. And he has also dropped his top draft needs for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which we're going to discuss whether or not we agree with coming up in just a second. But first, we're going to talk about betonline.net, your number one source for all your sports betting stats and information. Find all the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news, including this year's basketball playoffs and the start of the Major League Baseball season, the most exciting sports in American culture. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering information, from live betting to playoffs, esports, and more. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and the action at BetOnline, where the game starts. Go Rays. Thanks again, Bucks Nation, for making us your first listen or your first view every single day here at the Locked On Bucks podcast. Make sure you're also following the Locked On NFL podcast, Locked On Experts, covering the biggest stories around the NFL every Monday through Friday in less than 30 minutes, free and available wherever you get podcasts. And if you watch today's episode of Locked On NFL podcast, you're going to see my ugly mug there as well, talking with Luke Braun about football things. I'm sure there seems to be, James, a general consensus among the positional needs of the Buccaneers at the upcoming draft, except when it comes to the elusive fifth position of need. Greg Aumann of The Athletic dropped his top positional needs for the Buccaneers in the upcoming draft, and they are as such: defensive line, guard, tight end, cornerback, and inside linebacker. Greg said, quote, "The Bucs have two solid starters here, but Levante David is 32 and in the final year of his contract. It would be smart to prepare for the eventual day that he isn't playing for them. And veteran Kevin Minter, the top backup the last three seasons, remains unsigned as a free agent," end quote. James, we just covered a listener-submitted mock draft yesterday where he went linebacker at 60, Daniel did, and we both kind of dismissed it. But it seems like Greg probably would be on board. So with that new information from Greg Aumann, tell me why Devin Lloyd is now your favorite at number 27 in the NFL draft.
It's not, no.
Utah linebacker, by the way, for those who don't know.
We actually, for the Bucs Nation, the SB Nation mock draft, one of our writers had thrown out the idea of Lloyd at 27.
I may or may not have already been aware of that.
Yeah, that was a hard pass for me. I love Greg and all the work that he does. I do not agree with him here. I still, and Greg made a great point when he was doing this write-up, is that a lot of times, and David, you and I are guilty of that, especially this year, because we talked about it on yesterday's episode. We talked about it when we were discussing our pick for the Locked On Ultimate mock draft, that we're too short-sighted in terms of positional needs. We don't always take the time to look a year ahead and see, you know, who's going to be leaving, who could potentially be leaving. You know, the Buccaneers last year, they draft Joe Tryon Choyinka, and Jason Pierre-Paul is now a free agent. So now you have an edge rusher with a year of experience. He's going to slide into that starting role more than likely. But yeah, it makes sense in a vacuum that, you know, Lavonte David could be leaving after next season, and we need to find somebody in the draft for the Buccaneers that's going to be able to learn Todd Bowles' system and be that rotational guy when needed, that backup in case somebody goes down, and yep, then can become the starter next year. The Buccaneers are Super Bowl or bust. If you only have Tom Brady for one more year, you are Super Bowl or bust in 2022. Yep. So I think in this situation, I'm not worried about who's going to be a free agent next year. I'm worried about who do we need to be able to put on the field and win a Lombardi trophy before Tom Brady either retires or leaves.
Right.
So I get the notion of putting inside linebacker on this list, but to me, I would rather go running back. I would rather go wide receiver. He has corner on there, but you could even go for more safety depth because, you know, following that logic, Mike Edwards could leave. Definitely. So, you know, I get it, but I want to see players come in now that can help now. I'm not worried about that's 2023 problems. Cross that bridge when we get to it. Who's going to get a Lombardi now?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if there was like a transcendent off-ball linebacker, inside linebacker, middle linebacker, whatever you want to call him, in this draft class, that might be a little bit different, right? But Devin Lloyd is as good as he is. He's not a transcendent player. He's not going to change the game. N'Kobe Dean, as good as he is, for as undersized as he is, not going to change the game. So, you know, in the middle rounds, there are some good options. I mean, Christian Harris of Alabama, who was in the mock draft, he's a good option. Chad Muma out of Wyoming is another good option. But there's also some good options in the fourth, fifth, sixth rounds. When you're talking about and I know the Bucs don't have a pick in every single one of those rounds, but they could end up with one. When you're talking about guys who can come in and play a role as a backup and then also special teams development. And remember, if you're the Buccaneers, you have a first-round pick next year. You've got draft capital for 2023, and off-ball linebacker is not in one season going to become this just coveted area in the NFL draft. So even if you're picking 30, 31, hopefully 32, if you desperately need one, you package 32 with some other draft capital, maybe some future picks. You move up to 16 or 17 and you draft that year's top off-ball linebacker. You know what I mean? But there are no Micah Parsons in the 2022 NFL draft. And that's just the bottom line. Now, I'm kind of in the middle ground, right? I don't dismiss the idea per se of the Buccaneers needing help at off-ball linebacker. I just don't consider it a priority. And that's what kind of we're talking about, like a top five priority. I leave it off of that list. But at the same time, if you're looking at your draft board in the second round at pick 60 and you're looking around and you're like, well, you know, this guy just head and shoulders above everybody else that's available as an off-ball linebacker is going to be able to contribute for our team, then yeah, go ahead and pull that trigger. But if there are other guys available at wide receiver, corner, D-line, you know, tight end, that you can find someone who can make a bigger impact today and still be an important part of your team tomorrow.
Yeah, and I'm not going to come on this show, you know, after the draft and be irate if the Buccaneers take an inside linebacker, because you obviously don't know how the board is going to fall. And maybe at the time that they pick one, if they take one in the third round, that's the best player available. And it is a position of future need. And maybe they feel that that player can have an immediate impact on special teams, can back up Devin or Lavonte and be a rotational guy before becoming a starter. Fine. Great. I get it. But I'm not going to go out of my way to list it as a position that the Bucs really need to focus on and really need to address. Like I said, I think there's bigger questions at wide receiver with the questions surrounding Chris Godwin. There still isn't a replacement for Ronald Jones. So those are two positions right out of the gate that I think are more important right now for this season than inside linebacker. So plenty of debates going on there. But other than that, I mean, obviously, you know, we've talked numerous times about the need at D-line, the need at all, you know, interior offensive line depth and the need at tight end and the need at corner. So yeah, it seems like everywhere you look, we have that, that consensus four, but then that fifth one is always changing based on the person or right. the show, you know, in our case.
Yeah. And whether or not they accurately evaluate punters.
Punters are people too. Okay.
Just saying, for the brand.
Hashtag for the brand. So as always, it's draft season. There's draft questions. There's draft debates. But there's still a ton of talent out there on the free agent market. We are going to talk about which players could be on the Bucks radar in just a moment. But first, with the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it is now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing the only brand that their warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. You can save time and money when using Rock Auto. Why would you choose to spend 30, 50, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or a car dealership? Recently, both of my cars went down. I had an alternator go out on one, and my wife failed to mention to me that my brakes were out, and she had cut into the rotors to the point that you ran your finger across, and it felt like a vinyl record. There were all kinds of grooves. Could have put it on a turntable and listened to Bad to the Bone. So I had checked AutoZone. I had checked O'Reilly's. I had checked those other chain stores. Super expensive. Went on rockauto.com. Legit. I saved 62% from ordering my brakes and rotors from them than I would have if I had just gone down the street to a chain store. So they really do save you money. All of them delivered right to my door. It was a huge help. And rockauto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for over 20 years. They have everything you can need, from brake parts and rotors to tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. Go explore their easy to use website today and find the solution for your auto part needs. Go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck and write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Wrapping things up here on a Tuesday edition of Locked On Bucks podcast. James Yarko, David Harrison on Twitter at @JYarko_Bucks, at @DHarrison80Dose. There are players still floating out there in free agency, David, whether that's by their choice or not. And not all of the spots that the Buccaneers need to fill will be taken care of at the NFL draft. That's what happens when you don't have a pick in the fifth or the sixth round. So which free agents could be on the Bucs radar that makes sense as a plug and play guy in a Super Bowl or bust season? So The Athletic had originally put out their top 200 or 220 list right. of free agents heading into free agency. They reposted it, having removed everybody that has signed already. Still some very notable names on this list. So some names that were remaining in their original top 50: Tyrann Mathieu, Odell Beckham Jr., Jarvis Landry, Stephon Gilmore, Akeem Hicks, Larry Ogunjobi. In the bottom 50 of that top 100, I'm not going through all 200 or 220, but, you know, rounding out the top 100 from 50 to 100, you have former Bucks Gronk, JPP, and Ndamukong Suh. You also got Daryl Williams, you got Joe Hayden, Kyle Fuller, Kyle Van Noy, Julio, Eddie Goldman. Oh. So what free agents outside of those three former Bucks potentially returning do you see the Bucks having their eye on to bring in post-draft and fill an immediate need?
Well, without talking about a former Buck or currently unsigned Buck, I'm going to go former New England Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski.
That's cheating.
I'm sorry. So look, Tyrann Mathieu is obviously the low-hanging fruit, right? But I think the addition of Keanu Neal pretty much eliminates that. I wouldn't mind seeing the Buccaneers have a conversation with Odell Beckham Jr. And here's why, because we kind of talked about this already. You know, if you're the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, obviously you want the number one seed in the NFC, you know, bracket of the playoffs. If you can get that extra bye week, rest up a little bit, heal up a little bit, obviously that'd be great. But at the end of the day, if you're the Buccaneers, you know that as long as you're in the tournament, you have a shot. And if you're Odell Beckham Jr., you're not looking to join a team, you know, mid-season, early season, whatever, whenever he's available to play again. You're not looking to come onto a team and struggle through your ACL recovery just to miss the playoffs. You're looking for a championship contender, whether that's the Rams or someone else. And if you're the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you look at the roster you have right now. You got Mike Evans, Chris Godwin's coming off of an ACL himself. Granted, he's got a little bit of a head start in his recovery. Odell Beckham Jr., because of the situation he's in, I'm not saying you fully take advantage of the man, but because of the situation he's in, he's going to have to take less money than he probably would. I mean, recently someone said that if he hadn't gotten injured in that Super Bowl, James, he probably would have ended up the MVP, and I actually kind of agree with that. He probably would have been the MVP, and he gets paid this offseason, right? So you kind of, I would say, take advantage of it, but you benefit from the situation that he's in. You add him to your roster. You sign him to a deal. And maybe you don't bring him in until midway through the season or partway through the season, but you also get Chris Godwin back at a certain point. And again, you have draft capital that, you know, if Devontae Wyatt is there in the first round or somebody else that you like, you take them, but maybe you go Sky Moore or you go Calvin Austin III out of Memphis later on in the draft, get a little bit more speed, a little bit more of a dynamic player in your wide receiver group. And that guy is going to now get some really valuable experience that'll help you down the stretch as you get these guys coming back, and you end up with an Odell Beckham Jr. on your roster for the stretch run.
Yeah, that does make sense. I don't hate that idea.
If you can make it work financially, that's
yeah, you know. That's a big part of it too. But you know, then all of a sudden, once you get Godwin back, once you get Odell Beckham Jr. back, now you kind of have an overcrowding issue, right? You may see
Bershad
sent on his way. Okay, I'm going to put this out in the universe just because some men like to watch the world burn. Yeah. Let's say Odell Beckham Jr. signs a 2-year deal with the Buccaneers. 2 years, fully guaranteed, low money, fully guaranteed. He is locked in for 2023.
Yeah.
Bucks win the Super Bowl. Yeah. Tom Brady really retires this time, rides off into the sunset with his Lombardi trophy. Or Bucks trade Baker Mayfield.
Oh, that's not going to happen. You can't do it with Odell Beckham Jr. on the roster unless you send Odell Beckham Jr. to go play with CJ Stroud in Cleveland. Or, well, no, I guess it would be Deshaun Watson, my bad.
It would be Deshaun Watson. But like I said, some men just like to watch the world burn, and I want to see that happen so bad. I am also going to look to a player that played professional football in Ohio. Okay. And I would look at Larry Ogunjobi.
Yeah.
You know, having him along that defensive line, if you can't get something worked out with Ndamukong Suh, Ogunjobi could be a really, really nice fit there along the line with Vita Vea and William Golston. He is a very, very talented defensive lineman. He went into Cincinnati on a dirt cheap contract, you know, kind of a prove it year. And I thought he proved it. I thought he played extremely well. He was a big reason that defense was as effective as it was, especially down the stretch run. So I'm not really sure why other teams haven't jumped on that opportunity, and maybe him waiting this long or you know, him still floating out there at this stage of the game means that you could potentially get him in on the cheap. Now, we just saw Calais Campbell sign for basically half of what he had just signed for the year before. So that price is starting to come down. Maybe you do see Ndamukong Suh come back for even less than he cost last season. One more chance to go after a Super Bowl ring. But if that doesn't work out, and if Devontae Wyatt is not sitting there at 27 and the Buccaneers miss on the opportunity to get him, I really like the idea of Ogunjobi lining up with Vita Vea for the next couple of seasons.
Yeah, no, I like that too. He was actually a name that I looked at, and staying on the defensive side of things. Bryce Callahan is a name that has been brought up before by somebody on this show, and I like that potential option if you're looking for depth in the cornerback position. But listen, here's a name I never thought I would say in a situation like this. Landon Collins, the safety that I don't think officially has been released actually by Washington. I'm pretty sure they're waiting until after June 1st to do that. But he's shown a little bit of a selfless nature, James, that I really didn't expect to see out of him, switching from more of a safety role to more of a in the box linebacker, kind of a money backer type role for the Washington defense last year. Agreed in the offseason to take a pay cut. Really, things didn't hit the wall with Washington and Landon Collins until they came back and asked him to take a second pay cut in the same offseason. Yeah, that's when Landon was like, you know what, guys, I'm good. Well, listen, some of that money that he's going to get from being released is guaranteed. So some of that money he's already going to have in his bank account, which means he might be a little bit more receptive to taking a little bit less money on a one, maybe 2 year deal, probably 1 year deal more than anything to play with a contender. And then you look at a guy like Todd Bowles, like, I think you run into a situation where basically you have Antoine Winfield and like three or four potential safeties that, depending on the matchup scenario, down and yard, score and place on the field, who knows who's going to play in there. But what that does against opposing offenses is, and I say Todd Bowles, I should say Larry Foote and Casey Rogers, but it forces them to prepare for a myriad of looks, and it gives you an advantage on defense that you won't get anywhere else. So I'm not saying it would happen. I'm saying in my insane, just like multiple universe mind, Landon Collins is an intriguing player for potentially joining the Buccaneers post-draft on the cheap.
So let's run this down. And of course, that is the exact situation why the Buccaneers were able to get Logan Ryan and Keanu Neal on the cheap, is because they're still getting paid from their previous teams. But let's break this down for a second. So you got Vita Vea, William Golston, Devin White, Levante David, Shaq Barrett, Joe Tryon Shoyinka, Carlton Davis, Antoine Winfield Jr., and then three safety corner hybrids.
You have two safety corner hybrids, and Landon Collins, your safety linebacker. Like,
well, I guess Keanu Neal. You know what I mean?
Like, inside the 10, you have Devin, Levante, and Landon all patrolling the middle of the field with Shaq and JTS coming off the. I mean, look. It could work. I will tell you, Landon, as a linebacker, did really well. Like, he looked really good playing 8 yards off the line of scrimmage.
I just want to see a defensive set where you have, like, five guys that are all listed as safeties, but also could play other positions. Because, I mean, yeah, Keanu Neal.
PFF would have a nightmare.
He's safety linebacker hybrid as well, obviously. Yeah. He played linebacker for the Cowboys last year, not as well as Landon Collins did for the at the time Washington football team, now of course the Commanders. But that would, the confusion that you could create with that kind of defensive look, screw it, we're lining Antoine Winfield Jr. up at edge rusher, we got hey, Landon over at corner,
if Jordan Whitehead can blitz the A-gap, Antoine Winfield Jr. come off the edge. Antoine Winfield does come off the edge, actually. Just don't put Antoine in zero coverage man-to-man on Cooper Kupp. We'll be all right.
Stop it. All right. With that, on a down note, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. Thank you for making Locked On Bucs podcast your first listen or view of the day. Make your second listen to Locked On NFL Draft podcast. Ryan Tracy and former NFL cornerback Eric Crocker bring the NFL draft to life every day with insight and analysis on college football prospects as well as NFL front offices. It is also free and available wherever you get your podcasts. I am going to be back tomorrow. I may or may not have Evan Klosky with me. I haven't talked to him yet. I know he was dealing with some illness. So I'm not sure if he's ready to bounce back yet or not, but it'll either be me or myself and 10 Tampa Bay's Evan Klosky. If you have questions or topics that you want us to discuss, go ahead and send them to the email at lockedonbuckspodcast@gmail.com or give us a shout at 813-444-5841. For David Harrison, I am James Yarko. Make sure that you are following us on Twitter at LockedOnBucks, at JYarko_Bucks, at DHarrison82. Follow David over at BucksGameDay.com. My written stuff over at BucksNation.com. Hope you all have an absolutely outstanding day. Stay safe, stay healthy, wash your hands, be good to one another, fire those cannons. Thank you so much for joining us right here at Locked On Bucks.